主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the word of God.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续从阿摩斯书来听神的声音。
Let's continue to hear the voice of God from the book of Amos.
这一次我们听到什么呢？
So what do we hear this time?
我听见神对恶仆的咒诅。
I heard God speaking words of curses to us against the evil servant.
对那些不忠心的仆人啊，很严厉的，不是责备啊，是很严厉的咒诅他们。
To us, the unfaithful servant, God curses them.
所以这篇道理也是让我们很沉重，很沉重。
And this again is a heavy message for us.
特别是我自己。
Especially for myself.
因为我自己是。神的仆人是教会的仆人
，because I myself am the servant of God, servant of the church.
所以这篇道理呢，先对自己说。
So this sermon is first spoken for myself.
先责备自己。
To rebuke myself first.
先提醒自己。
To remind myself first.
特别是我还剩下一年侍奉的时间。
Especially now that I only have 1 year of service left.
明年做完了，明年过完了就。正式退休了。
At the end of next year, that will be my retirement.
因此，我更加的害怕，更加的紧张。
So all the more, I'm afraid and worried.
因为有不少的同工在最后的那一步，最后的那分钟跌倒了。
Because many of the coworkers they fell in the last moment in their service.
那我们在比赛上，在赛场上也常看到这样真实的事。
In running competitions, we also see this happening all the time.
在那些赛跑者在终点就看到终点了。就剩下那一步那一两步了就倒下去了。
The runner seeing, reaching the end, seeing the end goal, yet they fell just before it.
在世界是这样。
This is the same in the world.
在我们神国的侍奉上也是这样。
It's the same in our service in the kingdom of God.
所以最后的那一步最后的那一年啊更加的惊险更加的危险。
The last step, the last year is even more,
因为我们传道人的仇敌就是撒旦，他更不愿意让我们顺顺利利的退休的。
Because the enemies of the preacher, that's a Satan, he will not be wanting us to retire so easily.
退休就是你完全的没问题的做完神要你做的工作，做完了。
This retirement means we have completed the work that God has assigned for us.
你想魔鬼怎么肯呢？
Why would the Satan would not be happy?
你想他会让你顺顺利利退休吗
？Do you think he will allow you to retire smoothly?
所以我很担忧了。
So I'm worried.
应该是我这两年就更加迫切的祷告了。
So this 1 and 2 years I've been praying even more hard.
所以你就知道为什么我刚才要唱那首485首。
And you can understand why I chose to sing this hymn 485.
是的，我们昨天都很爱主。
Yes, we love God last year.
我们今天都也仍然是很爱主。
We love God yesterday, and today we continue to love God.
但是我不知道未来明天如何。
I do not know what tomorrow brings.
因为未来有很多很多个明天，有很多很多的明天。
Because there's many more tomorrows in the future.
我真的不知道。
I do not know what it brings.
大家说没问题的都出问题。
Everyone that say there's no issue, they meet with problems.
大家认为的不会跌倒的就跌倒给你看。
Those who think they can stand and not fall, they have fallen.
所以今天这篇这个道理呢，是先对我自己讲，对我自己责备。
So this sermon is first spoken for my own sake and also to rebuke my own self.
我也是后来也成为神眼中的恶人、恶仆、恶的仆人。
If I were to become an evil servant in the eyes of God,
那我一样会遭受到神的咒诅。
Then it's the same way I'll be cursed by God.
注意哦，是神的咒诅。
This is a curse from God.
这是很可怕的事。
And this is very frightening.
我们马来西亚传道来算我是第五个。
In Malaysia, in terms of preachers, I'm the fifth.
前面有四个前辈长辈传道，四个。
Prior to me, there are four other senior preachers. There are four other senior preachers.
我最近去思考我才发现到前面的四个传道在马来西亚总会。没有在马来西亚退休。
And I was thinking about this, and I found that four preachers are in the General Assembly of Malaysia did not retire in General Assembly of Malaysia.
一个都没有。
Not even one of them.
那我是第五个。
I'm the fifth.
我还剩下一年，能不能够顺利退休？
I have 1 year left. Am I able to retire?
我前面四个长辈都没有在马来西亚退休呀。
The four predecessors, they did not retire in Malaysia.
那我能吗？
好吧，
你就知道我为什么说担心，我为什么说要多祷告。
So then you can understand why am I worried? Why do I need to pray more?
一个呢，第一马来西亚第一个传道呢，这里教会马来西亚总会不会珍惜他，结果英国总会请他过去，他在英国退休。
The first preacher of Malaysia, he end up in UK and retire in UK.
因为当时教会是不接受传道，也看清传道人的。
Because at those days, church in Malaysia, do not place importance on preacher.
所以这位第一个传道人做得很辛苦，非常的痛苦。
So this first preacher, his work was very difficult.
还好其他总会还会接受他，珍惜他。
But thank God, the other general assemblies accepted him and cherished him.
在其他总会的爱护下，他做到顺利退休，没问题。
Under the care and love of the other General Assembly, he was able to retire smoothly.
那第二个传道是蛮好的，第二个传道呢，在新加坡退休。
Second preacher retired in Singapore.
也被新加坡请去。
He was also employed by Singapore.
所以也没有在马来西亚退休。
So again, his retirement was not in Malaysia.
第三位传道同工
，third preacher,
他做到一半。就下车了。
Halfway through his work, he finished his work.
他说他身体不好，身体有病的问题，就很早就没有在做传道。
So because of health issue, he had to stop this preacherhood.
所以也没有退休。
And he did not retire as preacher.
第四位传道
，the fourth preacher,
也最后还剩下两年还是三年。
Leaving 2 or 3 years left,
也提早退休。
Also had an early retirement.
我不知道真正原因是什么。
I do not know the real reason for it.
但就是没有做到退休。
But did not reach a retirement age.
那我现在是第五个。
I'm the fifth one.
有没有发现到这个严重问题
？Do you find this serious?
马来西亚总会有没有发现到这个问题
？Has the General Assembly of Malaysia discovered this
serious problem? 我看他们没有发现到。
I don't think they have discovered.
这里面是不是到底哪里出了问题啊
？Is there something wrong somewhere？
我看见神对恶仆的咒诅。
I heard God speaking words of curse against the evil servant。
我们看阿摩斯书第七章。
The book of Amos chapter 7。
我们读16-17节。
Verse 16 to verse 17。
来，一起读圣经。
Let's read the Bible。
一、二、三。亚玛谢啊，现在你要听耶和华的话。你说不要向以色列说预言，也不要向以撒家地下预言。所以耶和华如此说：你的妻子必在城中做妓女，你的儿女必倒在刀下。你的地必有人用绳子量了分取，你自己必死在污秽之地。以色列民定被掳去离开本地。关于这一段，以撒传道昨天有稍微的讲解这一段。
So preacher Isaac also touched on this verses yesterday.
所以我不会再深入的是再多讲。
So I won't go too deep into this.
这个亚玛谢呢，这个祭司亚玛谢是一个又恶又懒的仆人。
Amaziah, the priest, was an evil and slothful servant.
如果我们从第十节开始读
，If you read from verse 10,
你会看到他这是一个非常又懒又恶、非常糟糕的仆人。
He was a very bad servant that was lazy and evil.
他在王的面前搬弄是非。
Before the king, he spoke falsehood.
在第十节里面，我们看到他用假见证来陷害同工阿摩斯。
In verse 10, he bore false testimonies to bring harm for his co-workers Amos.
他直接跟王说，这个阿摩斯要背叛你，背叛王。
So he said to the king that this Amos is going to betray you.
他所预言的阿摩斯所讲的一些话，我们这个以色列国担当不起，因为他讲的太过分了。
He said what Amos said is too much. This house of Israel is not able to endure it.
他的话都不是在鼓励我们、安慰我们，他是在咒诅我们。
He said that his words is not an encouragement, comfort to us, but a curse for us.
王听了是不是更生气呢
？So if the king, when the king heard this, wouldn't he be angry?
那么他在同工面前说诋毁的话。
And before his co-worker, he said words of opposition.
刚才第十诫是对王说的。
Just now the words were to the king.
第十二诫他是对同工阿摩斯说的。
And next, the words he spoke was to his co-worker Amos.
他赶阿摩斯离开。
He cast Amos away.
我们的中文圣经说，哦，你这个先见啊，你逃走吧。那个有一些翻译说，你滚，你滚。
Here in verse 12, go, you seer, flee away.
我们对一个人很生气的说，你滚。
So you go away.
一句话而已，不用多说，滚。
He did not just say much, he just said go.
Go 啊。Go 好像比较客气呢。是滚哦。
Roll away.
那根本哦，没有一种尊重在里面。
So there's no honor or respect.
啊，关于这段，昨天以撒传道也有很生动的哦，很传神的描述。
So yesterday, preacher Isaac also described this.
那么阿摩斯哦，先知怎么来回答他呢
？So how did Amos the prophet reply？
就是十四节到十五节的。
And that is in verse 14 and 15.
传道也已经很传神的描述了。
Yesterday, preacher Isaac described this very well.
你以为我很想来啊
？You think I want to be here？
啊。这个是什么地方
？What is this place？
这里都是撒旦的地方，都是黑暗污秽的地方。因为我很想在这里讲道理。
This is a place of Satan. Do you think I want to be here to speak to you？
更何况我本来也不是想要当传道的呀。
How much more I did not intend to be a preacher？
我也没有受过神学训练，不是先知门徒，就是没有受过训练的呀。
I've not been trained. I'm not son of a prophet.
因为我很想讲啊。
Do you think I want to say this？
昨天传道有很描述了是吗
？Yesterday preacher Isaac has described it.
这种描述好像我的心情呢。
This description is just like what I feel.
因为我觉得我离开世界，放下我的工作，赚钱的机会，我到神学院，我觉得不错吧？虽然不是很厉害，但是也应该觉得不错吧
？So I thought I felt good when I left the world, leaving my work into the theological seminary.
你知道我到神学院第一天上课，那个老师怎样对我讲吗
？But you know, first day I entered the seminary, the first lesson what their teacher said to me.
那是本地传道来的
，a local preacher.
如果我在啊，你不用进来啊。他是指着我说：“如果我在，你不用来神学院了，你根本来不进不来啊。”
So you're pointing the finger at me. If I'm here, then you should not be here.
吓到我了。
To be trained.
总会都通过了。
So I was shocked because
地方教会也通过了。
General Assembly has passed this. The local church has passed.
家人全部都通过了。
All the family members has agreed.
为什么？因为你我不能进来呢？你很厉害吗？你很大权力吗
？Is it because of you I cannot enter? Are you that powerful?
连主耶稣都答应了。
Even our Lord Jesus Christ has agreed.
那我忍他。
So I endured.
第二天。
Second day.
又来讲同样的话。
I say the same thing.
如果我在。
If I'm here.
第二天讲得好一点。
He was
saying, 你们都不用进来，你们就包括我的同工喽。
He said that all you.
包括他们的喽。第一天是指我，第二天指所我的同工。
First day he said this to me. Second day he said this to everyone.
我在讲什么东西啊？
So what are you trying to say?
我心里真的火起来。
So I was quite angry.
因为我做过见证，我已经要放弃，我已经不想来神学院了的。
Because I testified, actually, I nearly gave up and enrolled in the seminary.
被主耶稣管教呀。
I was chastised by Jesus.
耶稣说：“你这无知的人啊。”
Jesus say, "You ignorant fool."
耶稣真的骂我是无知啊，无知就是愚蠢的人啊。
He scold me. He Lord Jesus Christ scolded me as ignorant fool.
然后耶稣说：“我现在就要你的灵魂，要你的生命。”
Tonight your soul is required of you.
无奈呀，现在。
Yet now your soul is required of you.
无奈是对那个财主讲的呀。现在，所以说，我现在就要你的生命。现在。
Now your soul is required of you.
我看下去哦，那个深渊啊，很深的，那个车头已经出去了，再出几寸，我整个车就掉下去。
So I looked down. It was a deep chasm.
这是真实的事情。
And this was something real.
所以我很清楚啊，耶稣哦，把我抓回来呀。
So Jesus helped me back.
而且不愿意我不当传道啊！
Was,
我不当，他说现在就要我的命啊
！He was unwilling that I would not become a preacher if I do not be a preacher.
可是去到神学院，老师说你不用来。
But when I entered the seminary, the teacher said you do not need to come.
这个就是跟阿摩斯讲的喽。你以为我喜欢来啊？你以为我要当传道啊？我本来就不是当传道的料吗？我本来他说我本来就不是吗？我是做农的吗？
So, So this is what Amos said. Do you think I want to be here? Do you think I was to be a prophet?
本来我想要更传神的，因为他讲了，不要再讲了。
Since he said this very well, I do.
我们传道人以前的旧约时代的阿摩斯受过这样的委屈，今天的传道人也一样受这样的委屈。
Amos of the Old Testament was wrong in this way. The preachers today also have been wrong in this way.
那么再接下去呢，阿摩斯就对这个恶仆亚玛谢。指着他啊来说话。
And Amos pointed at this evil servant Amaziah and said,
因为这个咒诅不是阿摩斯讲的。
Because this curse did not come from Amos.
你注意看十七节。
Let's take note of verse 17.
所以耶和华神这样说，神这样说，就是神对他的咒诅。
Thus say the Lord, so this is a curse from God against him.
一共有五种咒诅。
There are five types of curses here.
你的妻子必在城中做妓女。
Your wife will become a harlot in the city.
这个以撒传道昨天有解释说，他妻子被逼的无可奈何的被逼做妓女。
So yesterday, preacher Isaiah explained that she has been forced into this.
那么你的儿女必倒在刀下。
Your sons and daughters will fall by the sword.
这是第二个咒诅。
This is second curse.
第三个咒诅。
The third curse.
你这逼逼有人用绳子量了分取。
Your land will be parcelled out by a measuring line, and you'll be given away.
一般人是指地上的这个土地，地上的土地。
Normally, people say this is the land of this world.
我现在看到的是更深入的。
But what I see is deeper than this.
这个地就是我们的产业嘛，地就是产业，我们的产业。
This land is our inheritance.
这个产业属于我们的，我的地来的。
This inheritance belongs to me.
但是这个地呢，是属我们的产业是什么？我们的产业就是神的国，就是天国。
But today was inheritance that is the kingdom of God, the heavenly kingdom.
但是有人用绳子，真理的绳子量了我们的地。
But someone has measured us with the measuring line of truth.
量了每一份土地都不再是属于你，量了每一寸土地都不再是你的。
And after measuring, then every part of the land no longer belongs to you.
都被收起了。
Has been taken away from you.
而且收起之前用真理的绳子来量过的。
And before it's taken away, it has been measured by this measuring line of truth.
这部分是我的，这那部分是我是的。全是我的地，包括一寸一分，全部都不再属于我。
And after that, every part of the land does not no longer belongs to me.
那就是主耶稣对的那个恶仆讲的。
And this was what God said to this.
那主耶稣25章那个又恶又懒的仆人说的话。
And Jesus said this to the lazy and slothful servant in Matthew 25.
将你所有的都剁起来。本来你所有的你已经有的都把它剁起来，一分都不剩，一点都不留。
And what you have is now all gathered and taken away, not even one part left for you.
因为你在神的天平里，在真理的衡量下，你完全都不合格。
Because under the scale of heaven, you have not passed.
你不配再拥有，你不配再有土地。
You are not worthy to own this anymore.
这个地呀，是指天国的产业。
And this land refers to the heavenly inheritance.
做当神的仆人多荣耀呀。
So, how glorious is it to be the servant of God? You have the authority and power.
天在神的殿里侍奉神。
Every day you are in the temple of God serving God.
不是每一个以色列人都有这种恩典、这种权柄。
Not every Israelite has this grace and authority.
还有将来的荣耀、将来的赏赐。
And the glory and reward that comes in the future.
什么都没
啊。But now you have nothing.
这是第三个咒诅。
This is the third curse.
一无所有。
You have nothing left.
第四个咒诅。
The fourth curse.
你自己必死在污秽之地。
Yourself will die on this unclean soil.
我们当神的仆人，在圣殿侍奉的，最怕的就是污秽，最怕的就是肮脏。
As servant of God, serving the temple of God, what you're most afraid of is defilement.
我们非常强调注重圣洁的。
We emphasize a lot on holiness.
但是他死的时候在污秽的地方，肮脏的地方。
For him, he died in this unclean.
因为他现在还没有死，就已经污秽，已经肮脏了。
Because before even he died, he was already defiled.
所以你既然这么喜欢污秽，这么喜欢肮脏，你就死在肮脏里面吧。
Since you like to be unclean and defiled, then you die in this unclean soil.
神的圣洁跟你没有关系，跟你没有份了。
The holiness of God has nothing to do with you.
什么地方最污秽、最肮脏的
？Where is most defiled and unclean?
就是地狱，就是魔鬼的窝，魔鬼住的地方，就是最黑暗、最恶臭、最肮脏的地方。
And that's hell, the dwelling place for Satan.
那你就去那边吧。
Then that's the place you should go to.
那个是污秽之地，你喜欢污秽嘛？那你 就去那边。
That's a default land, default soil.
你发现到问题的严重性了。
So you can see how serious the issue is.
第四个咒诅。
The fourth.
以色列民也被掳去离开本地。
Israel go into captivity.
这个罪就更重了。
And this is a heavier sin.
开始的那些咒诅都是对自己的个人的咒诅。
At first, these curses were to him as an individual.
然后以连累到家庭、孩子、妻子。
Then he caused this harm upon his own family.
现在他的罪、他的污秽连累到整个以色列国、以色列民了。
Now his defilement, his sin also affect the whole kingdom.
所以我们今天在真教会里面做领袖的、做仆人的。
So we who are servants in the
church,
you must listen to the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我不喜欢听这种道理，这种道理没有造就呀。
Do not say, I don't like to listen to this. It does not edify.
难道你如果你再不听，你要跟这个恶仆亚玛逊一样的咒诅临到你吗
？If you not listen, do you want to have the same curses like Amaziah?
还是你认为这些咒诅不会临到我的
？Or do you think these curses will not come upon you?
你可以作恶，但是神不会审判你的。神对你另眼相看，你难道你这样认为吗
？You think that you can do evil, but God will not bring curses upon you.
就是我昨天所讲的那个见证。
And that is the testimony I shared yesterday.
那个长子说，传到这边的道理不是这边我们的。是这批信徒的
minister,
你忘记了吗
？The minister say, "Are this sermon spoken by preacher is not to for us, but for the believers."
所以他们认为他们是没问题的。
So they feel that they are no problem.
怎样责备都没有责备他们，是这批信徒，他因为他们不在责备里面，他们是圣洁的，他们是忠心的。
He feel the rebuke on the sermon is not towards him, but towards believers, because he feel himself to be clean and faithful.
他无知道那个道理就真正在讲他们的。
He did not know that the sermon is pointing at him.
但硬行到无知道说不是，传道不是讲我们。
By so hard-hearted and ignorant, thinking the sermon is not for him.
其实不是传道要讲他们。
It's not the preacher's
sermon. 是传道的道理在指责他们。
It's just the sermon is pointing at him.
有人常常说我在骂人嘛。
Some people say I'm scolding them.
我也很冤枉啊，老实讲。
I'm being wrong.
我是爱你们，不是骂你们。
I love you. I do not scold you.
那有一个信徒说，不是传道在骂我们。
It's not preacher that's scolding us.
是传道的道理，传道讲的道理在骂我们，是道理在骂我们。所以你要搞清楚。
Sermon spoken that's scolding us. Be clear about this.
哎，听了得到安慰。
When I heard this, I was comforted.
是吧？所以不是传道在骂人，是传道在讲的那个道理在骂人，道理在骂。
It's not the preacher that's scolding you, but the sermon spoken that's scolding you.
这也是最近我才听到的。
This is what I heard recently.
有信徒替我讲话呢。
So believer spoke on my
behalf. 所以你不要再讲传道骂人了。
So do not keep saying the preacher who's scolding me.
神的道理在骂人了。
It's the word of God that's scolding.
这是真实的。
And this is factual.
因为这个安慰的我讲过了嘛。
And I said this.
有个负责人在说，我讨厌这个传道。不要听他讲道理。
Council member say, I do not like this preacher. I do not listen to his sermon.
她丈夫怎么回答她呢
？How did the husband reply her?
她丈夫说，你冇看到咩？见骂就见多面咧，你冇看到咩
？I have not seen. Have you not seen?
你看，这个也是在安慰传道呀。
And again, this is a comfort to preacher.
所以感谢神呐、
啊！
教会里面还是有敬畏神的人。
That in church there are still people who fear God.
也有哈、哦、站在神那边哈。哦来维护神的道理，来维护神的工人的信徒都有了。
Who stand on the side of God, defending the truth and defending the servants of God？
我听见神对恶仆的五种咒诅。
So I heard these five curses against the evil servant from God。
那么我们现在来检讨一下，我们现在末世真耶稣教会末世的工人又如何呢
？Let's now reflect we servants of the church of the last days、
我们现在讲现在吧，我们正在当仆人的人呢、啊。
So now we who are servants now.
既然神当时是咒诅那些恶的仆人
，Since God cursed the evil servants that those days,
难道今天神不咒诅那些作恶的仆人吗
？Will not God also curse the evil servants today?
这是个真实的见证。
This is a true testimony.
有一个老姐妹
，There was an elderly sister.
她一连三次梦见同样的异梦。
For three times straight, she had this dream.
两次是异梦，一次是异象。
Two times a dream, one time was a vision.
那主耶稣到底要我们知道什么
？So what does our Lord Jesus Christ want us to know？
主耶稣到底他要告诉我们什么
？What is Jesus Christ trying to tell us？
那个年老的信徒一连三次看到同样的事情。
The elderly sister saw this same thing three days straight.
这个老信徒呢，他梦到天开了。
So this elderly sister dreamed that the sky opened.
见到一大片金黄色的那个稻田。
She saw this field as golden.
啊，金黄色就是所有的麦都已经熟透了。呈现金黄色。
Golden means the wheat or the grain is now ripe and ready.
那些稻麦呢？哦，结满那个麦子，都满到垂下来，那个头全部都垂下来，已经熟透了，满满的。
And the wheat and the stalk is so heavy and ripe that it has now is now pointing downwards.
这个老信徒他心想，都已经熟透了。为什么没有人来收割的
？So the elderly member say, why is there no one harvesting this ripe?
当他心里这样想的时候，突然间他就做梦了，他就看见稻田的旁边有一堆的镰刀啊。
So when she thought of this, suddenly in her dream, she saw by the side of the field there were a lot of these things to cut out the
fork. 这些镰刀被丢出来了，丢在地上，丢在路边，神不用了的。
And they have been cut aside not to be used by God.
因为有的已经生锈了
，because some is very rusty，
有的已经钝了，就是不锋利了。
And some of this sickle is very dull, it's no longer sharp.
那他看得很清楚，有两把，特别是两把刀柄都断了。
And he saw,
断了就是彻底不能用了。
And she saw very clearly two of these sickle is now broken to half, cannot be used at all.
那些生锈的，如果你再磨一磨，还是可以用的。
The rusty one, you still can shine up to be used.
如果是钝了的，你再磨一磨，它是会利的。
And those dull one, you can also sharpen it.
只要他愿意再被神磨，被神来熬炼，神还是会用他的。
As long as they are willing to go through refinement by God, they still can be used.
那第二次睡觉的时候又做同样的梦。
Second time while she fell asleep, she had the same dream.
就是天开了
，the sky opened up.
一大片的稻田。
Again, these golden fields.
然后又心想，为什么没有人来割
？Again, she thought, why is no one harvesting?
为什么会第二次做同样的梦呢
？Why is it having the same dream the second time？
不久，他的教会举开灵恩会。
Not long after they had a spiritual meeting in the church。
在一次的祷告求圣灵当中
，And in one of the prayer for Holy Spirit，
这次是跪下来祷告看异象，不是做梦哦。
This time she was kneeling down and prayed, and she saw the vision in prayer, not the dream。
就一模一样看到天开了。
The same scene, the sky opened。
也是一大片的稻田。
Again, the field。
那个稻田都垂下来。
And it's golden and ripe for harvest。
还是一样。做梦没有人来跟那些工人跑去哪里呀、啊、
？Again, she thought, why is there no one harvesting where all the workers？
一堆镰刀全部丢在那边路上。
All the sickles were cast out on the side of the road。
两把特别清楚的两把断掉。
Two were very clear and it was broken in half。
她不明白这是什么意思。
She did not understand what does this mean。
但是我们明白。
But we all understand。
那个老传道听了就说：“这个意象，这个见证你不要讲，没有造就。”
When the elderly preacher heard this, say, "Do not testify about this."
因为这个老传道知道这个意象是什么意思。
Because the elderly preacher knows what the vision means.
那我现在问你，你知道这个意象是要告诉我们什么吗
？But now I ask you, do you understand what this vision talking about?
请问镰刀是什么
？What is this sickle?
镰刀就是拿来割稻田的啊，神的工具，神要用要割稻的工具来这样。
Cut the stalk, the reeds.
那就是割稻的工人哦。
So this refers to the workers that's harvesting.
稻田满了，神的工人庄稼很多，要有工人来去收割呀。
The harvest is ripe, I need workers to harvest.
可是这些工人不能用呀，很多工人被神丢去呀。
But these workers cannot be used and they've been forsaken by God.
这是工人的问题。
So yes, it's an issue of the workers.
没有一个意象一连三次一模一样的啦。
It's rare to have visions to appear three times and it's the same message.
如果一个意象同样的意象出现三次，那是很严重很严重了。
For same vision to appear three times is a very serious issue.
就是很紧张很紧闭的事情来的。
So it's very urgent to God. It's worry.
好像这个。彼得看到异象，从天上有大布降下来，一连看三次，一模一样。
Just like Peter, he saw the vision of the great piece of cloth coming down from heaven. He saw it three times straight.
那个是大事情，神国的大事来的。
And this was the great issue of God.
因为神要接纳外邦人，要拯救外邦人，这个是大事情来的。
Because now God is going to accept the Gentiles and to save them.
所以一连三次给彼得看这个异象。
Three times straight, Peter saw this.
那个是拯救呀。
And this has to do with salvation.
就是外邦人呢。
To save the Gentiles.
但这次的三次异象，一连三次，是在说工人的问题啊，工人有问题啊。
And this time the vision appears three times, it's talking about the issue of workers.
我们今天就是这个问题。
This is probably have
today. 这个没有造就，不要讲。
You probably say we have today. Say don't say this because it's not
anybody. 当今天还是有这种声音，传了你不要讲这些道理。
Even until today, 没有造就。People still say, preacher, don't say this because it doesn't.
如果没有造就，如果没有。如果这是对教会不好的，主耶稣为什么要给我们看异象？为什么一连三次给我们看？那是主耶稣有问题咯，哎妹。
If it's not edifying, then why would God allow us to see this vision? And if for three times straight?
因为主耶稣给我们看的不好的，给我们看就是要我们讲，要我们做见证嘛。
Because what Jesus wants, when he wants us to see this, he wants us to testify regarding
this. 所以很清楚，主耶稣要我们讲出来教会工人的问题，要面对他。
So, 要真正的去讨论它。 So very clearly, Jesus wants us to talk about, look at this issue of the workers and to discuss regarding this.
可是这个也是神的工人，老工说，不要讲，不要来。
But this senior worker of God say, don't talk about this.
你说到底谁的方法做，讲出来的，哦，那个工人正确。 还是遮盖的那个工人，这你自己回答这个问题。
So let's answer for ourselves. It's the one who is supposed to say, one thing to say this, or the servant that wants to cover this up, who is correct?
我们讲不要讲的时候，有没有照神的心意？这个是神的意思吗？不要讲是神的意思，有没有考虑到这个问题
？When we say don't testify regarding this, is this the will of God?
工人问题。
It's a problem with the servant.
后来这两个段的哈，就在不久的将来，联总公布。不能不公布也不行啊，都已经纸包不住火了。
So、this,
两个联总工人跌倒了，彻底的跌倒。
So these two broken sickle, not long after this vision, the International Assembly have to proclaim regarding these two workers.
所以主耶稣特别的哦，显出这个异象，两柄镰刀。断了，不能再用，就彻底不能用。
So Jesus especially showed this vision to show that these two workers, these two sickles, has been broken and cannot be used anymore.
结果这两个工人所犯的罪哦，是非常恶劣的，不是一般的软弱，不是一般的罪，非常严重的罪。
And the sins committed by these two workers were very serious, not just ordinary weaknesses.
那时也有很多人在保他，很多其他的同工，甚至长老都在保护他。
So at the time, there's too many members, even elders.And ministers trying to protect them.
这是我们很心痛的事情。
And this is very heartbreaking.
到底我们在替他们讲话，在保护他们的时候，你有没有站在神那边来判断？有没有照神的意思啊？来判断呢、啊、
？When you are speaking on their behalf, defending them, are you speaking according to the will of God? Judging according to the will of God?
第二个。工人的问题。
The second issue is workers.
这是在另外一个国家。
This is another country.
不要为他祷告。
Say do not pray for him.
到底为什么不要为他祷告呢
？Why not pray for him?
有一个知识，他跟我讲这他所做的梦。
A deacon shared with me a dream he had.
那在讲的时候，他也在发抖。
While he was saying this, he was trembling.
我以为只是一种梦而已哦。
I thought it was just an ordinary dream.
我看到他讲的这样害怕哦。我知道这不是简单的梦，不是开玩笑的。
But when I saw him trembling while sharing this, I know it's not a laughing matter.
只是也不会开玩笑了。
Of course, the deacon would not be.
只是没有想到这么严重，严重到这个讲的这个执事都在怕。
But did not expect to be so serious that even the deacon that's testifying is so afraid.
他说他做一个梦。
He said he had a dream.
他到教会里面去。
When he came to church,
去打开门就看到一个传道人。
When he opened the door, he saw a preacher.
赤身露体。
That's naked.
然后两只手被绑在后面。
And both his hands were tied at the back.
然后跪在讲台前面，跪坐。
Kneeling before the pulpit.
然后头这样低低低。
And the head is bowed.
就像我们古代哦，要自行要砍头的时候那种状况一模一样。
It's just like ancient days before they are being the head is cut off. This is the sin.
他还没有穿衣服了嘛。
He was really not wearing any clothes.
还有他的长裤啊，都是破破烂烂的，发臭的，肮脏脏的。
The pants he was wearing was all
many holes
and smelly. But he was not wearing any shirt.
那意思说，圣经里面的赤身露体哦，那就是罪，就是羞耻。
So being the Bible description of naked, it means he has sin.
虽然还有穿着裤，那个裤是肮脏的，不是干净的。
So,
是污秽的。
He was still wearing pants, but he was defiled.
但他是神耶稣教的传道人、啊。
But yet, this is a preacher of the true church.
那他看到了，他吓到，怎么会这样子呢？这个传道为什么会这样子呢
？When he saw this vision, he was shocked. Why is this happening to the preacher?
那他抬头一看
，So when the deacon looked up,
这个传道的头上有一把很大的刀啊。
above the head of the preacher was a very big
door. 完全明白。
When he saw this, he totally understood.
他马上喊主耶稣啊，不要主耶稣啊，不要！一直喊主耶稣不要。
So he shouted, "Lord Jesus Christ, don't do this, don't do this."
就是不要主耶稣审判他。
He did not. He asked Jesus not to judgment on this preacher, asking Jesus to forgive him.
他在喊主啊，不要主啊，不要走。有更大的声音出现。
While he was shouting, "Jesus, don't do this, don't do this," a greater voice appeared.
那个声音很生气。
And the voice was very angry.
不要为他祷告。
Saying, "Don't pray on his behalf."
我们还觉得很爱心啊，为他祷告，那确实是爱心嘛。
We should say we love him, we are praying for him.
你知道吗？耶稣说不要为他祷告。
But the voice said, "Do not pray for him."
今天耶稣不要的，你还一直跟他讲话。耶稣要审他的，你还一直保护他，你想死啊你
？Today, what Jesus has rejected, yet you are still trying to protect him.
你比耶稣更有爱心是吗
？Now, is it he has greater love?
他就好像耶稣没有爱心这样。
It's as if Jesus has no love.
好像耶稣不爱他这样。
As if Jesus does not love him.
你爱他多还是耶稣爱他多呢
？Actually, do you love him more or Jesus love him more?
你不要自以为是了，你。
Do not think yourself that you know.
你如果觉得你比耶稣更爱他，那你就是太骄傲、太无知了。
If you feel that you love him more than Jesus, then you are you are too arrogant.
再讲起来，你可能就是不忠心的工人来的。
And you could be one a servant.
因为你的爱比耶稣厉害、比耶稣大的，你还是忠心的吗
？If your love is so called greater than Jesus, are you still faithful?
耶稣说：“不要为他祷告。”
Jesus said, "Do not intercede on his behalf."
一讲完了，那个刀下来，那个传道的头被砍掉。
When this voice has spoken, the sword came down and cut off the head of the preacher.
很残忍的场面哦。
A very frightening scene.
他说：“那个血哦喷出来。”
He said, "The blood splattered out."
在梦中哦，但是好像真真实实这样。
It's a dream, but it seems so real.
所以他整个心都在发抖。
So his whole heart even trembled.
他很清楚那个血喷出来的场面很残忍。
He remembered very vividly this blood coming out.
那他就吓到醒过来啊。
And so he was woke up from fear.
醒过来了，一直在发，他自己在发抖。
And when he woke up, he was still trembling in fear.
太恐怖了。
He was too frightened.
发怒的时候，神审判太恐怖了。
The judgment of God, when God is angry, is so frightening.
那他突然间，咦，怎么我的房间都有血腥味啊？浓浓的血腥味，没有散尽，没有走不掉的。
Suddenly he felt also that even in his room he has have this smell of the blood.
他就说这到底是梦还是真实的事呀
？And he was thinking, is this a dream or something that's really happening?
这当然是一个梦啊。
Of course, it's a dream.
可是你说它是梦，为什么我的房间？都充满血腥味啊！血腥味就是真真实实的那个血的味道啊
！If it's a dream, then why can I smell blood in my room?
他害怕，赶快去洗脸洗手呀
！He was so afraid, quickly wash his face and his hands.
打开窗口啊
！Open up the window.
开灯啊
！On the light.
血腥味还嗅得到
，I still could smell the smell of blood.
你说是梦还是真实
？Do you think it's a dream or something?
这就是灵界的一个体验。
This is a spiritual experience.
就像保罗他进第三层天的时候，他说不知道自己是在真实里面还是在梦里，他说他搞不清楚。
Just like when Paul says he went to third heaven, he did not know whether was it a dream or actually he was there.
怪不得这个执事跟我讲这件事后，他在害怕。
No wonder that when the preacher shared this with me, he was trembling in fear.
因为他自己也是个神的仆人。
Because he himself is a servant of God.
应该是每一个仆人都要害怕。
So this is something every servant of God needs to be afraid.
不要以为我这个我没问题，我很忠心，没问题。
Do not think to yourself, I have no problem, I'm very faithful.
我一开始就说送没有问题的传道，结果问题更大。
Right beginning, I say those preachers, workers who think themselves can stand, they are the one who.
你看我们尊重的世界传道，有谁相信他会变成这样吗？变成野兽吗
？So this preacher that respect the preacher that is serving the world, that we respect, that, but he is the one that's fallen.
你会相信他们做这么恶、这么无谓的事情吗
？Do you think they do such great evil?
不会的。
You never think so.
结果往往就会。
By the end, this is what has happened.
而且比一般的仆人做的恶事更可怕、更凶恶。
The things they do is even more evil than others.
到今天还在攻击教会，还在毁谤教会。
Even until today, they are still attacking and slandering the
church. 没有一点的悔改。
They have not repented at all.
没有一点的认为自己对不起主。
They have never felt they have gone against God, Jesus.
真的是恶，又懒又恶的仆人。
And this is a lazy and evil servant.
也是无谓的仆人。
A servant that's defiled.
第三件事情，第三个意象。
The third vision.
有一个信徒他做梦。
A believer had a dream.
他梦到他跟教会弟兄姐妹负责人去传福音。
He dreamt that he was preaching a gospel together with brothers and sisters and council members in the church.
到那个地方传福音的时候，哇！突然间，那个村里面出现很多魔鬼跑出来，大大小小的魔鬼都跑出来。
And they came to a place where the preaching gospel suddenly a lot of demons came out from the
village. 吓到了，怎么这个地方这么多鬼呀、啊、
？And they were afraid. How come there's so many demons in this place?
这个有一个八字的鬼，高大的鬼追他们呢、啊。
And fear the demons that's high in stature was chasing after them,
要吞噬他们
trying to capture them and devour them.
那么这个信徒就赶快跑主耶稣啊，救我！一面跑一面求耶稣救他。
So this believer was running away, crying out to Lord Jesus Christ to save him.
他跑得太急哦，跌倒在路上。
And because of his urgency, he fell.
那魔鬼就站在他的面前。
And now the devil stood before him.
双手这样插着。
With the hands by the chest.
在笑。
Laughing aloud.
你不用祷告。
He said, "You do not need to pray."
因为这个信徒在梦中哦，一直祷告啊，救我，求耶稣救他。
Because this believer in the dream, he keep praying to God to catch to save him.
你不用祷告。
The devil said, "You need not pray."
魔鬼镇定了。
The devil was very calm.
你祷告也没有用。
He said, "Even you pray is of no use."
为什么
？Why?
现在是邪恶当道的时候，邪恶的势力的时候。
Now is a time where evil reigns.
这句话是正确的。
This is indeed true.
现在是邪恶当道、邪灵撒旦做工的时刻。
Now is the time the evil spirit works where the evil reigns.
耶稣要钉十字架前说，那个世界的王要到。
Now Jesus
knew the cross.
He says,
"He says, 工作的时间
the King of the world is coming. This is the time that he works."
耶稣也承认那属于他的。
Jesus admitted that this is his time for work.
那圣灵不能做工呢
？And Holy Spirit could not work.
不，圣灵也做工。
Is it the Holy Spirit cannot work? Yes, the Holy Spirit can work.
魔鬼工作的势力是更大。
But the power of the evil spirit is even greater.
所以耶稣说不用怕。
But Jesus said, "Do not fear."
因为他在我里面是毫无所有，什么都不是。
Because in me, he is nothing.
是啊，现在是他们当道、邪恶当道的时候。
Yes, of course, it's time that evil reigns.
不是吗？全世界人都跟从他的。
Yes, the whole world follows him.
全世界人都在拜他的。
The whole world worships him.
全世界人都在替他讲话，都在替他讲话的。
The whole world is defending and speaking on his behalf.
都爱他，不爱神的。
The whole world loves him and loves God.
你说是不是他的势力？是不是他的骄傲
？Isn't this his influence and his pride?
所以说你祷告没有用。
He say even you pray now is no use.
只有这句话是不对的。
Only this was wrong.
祷告怎么没有用？祷告是有用啊。
How can prayer be of no effect? Prayer is very effective.
然后他讲第三句话。
So third phrase is said.
你们最优秀的传道现在在我们的手里。
The best of your preachers is now in my hands.
整个这个异梦呢，它的重点就在这里。
So、
你们最优秀的传道现在在我们的手里被撒旦控制，被撒旦 抓住了。
This is the whole focus of this vision that your preacher, your best of your preacher is not under control.
而且加上去，他现在是我们的人，不是耶稣的人。
And the evil spirit say, "Yeah, he belongs to me, not belongs to Jesus."
因为太敏感，这个名字我不讲出来。
Because it's so sensitive, I won't say the name.
讲出来你也认识。
Even if I say the name, you know.
太可怕了。
It's too frightening.
没有人想到。
No one can imagine.
如果讲哈，他说是魔鬼诽谤那个传道，魔鬼故意的做假见证害他。
You can say that.
是说魔鬼借助我们来诽谤那个传道人。
You may say that the devil is using us to stand against a preacher.
所以不敢讲。
So they not say.
谁敢讲呢
？Who would dare to say?
讲的变成你是嫉妒那个传道，你是诽谤那个传道，你是打击那个传道呀。
Because if you say, then people say you're attacking. You're jealous of the preachers. You're attacking.
魔鬼很早就要对付他，你现在帮魔鬼对付他呀。
So now, the people are defending and say the devil is trying to attack him. Now you're helping the devil to attack him.
这个信徒把所看到的异象哦。异梦哦，不敢讲啊，放在心里，没有讲给任何人讲。
So the believer kept in his heart this vision, not daring to tell anybody.
因为这个传道人真的是大家所尊重的、所爱护的、所夸赞的传道来的，顶呱呱的。
Preacher is indeed well respected and honored by many.
你敢讲吗
？We would dare to say this.
最多说，可能这个梦不是从神来的，是从撒旦来的。
And Moses say, maybe this dream is not from God but from Satan.、
你没有把握了。
You are not sure.
结果过了大概一年多
，and later on about one year，
这个信徒也生病在医院。
After one year passed, this believer was sick in hospital.
可是那时在医院，他就想了很多，又突然间这个梦又出现。
While in the hospital, he was thinking about many things, and this vision appeared to him again.
他才想起一年多前主耶稣就告诉我。
He remembered that a year ago Jesus already informed him.
但是我不敢公布出来。
But he did not dare to reveal this.
在医院的时候，就消息就来了。
saw what he was in hospital. The news came and this has been revealed.
这个传道跌倒了，犯很严重的罪。
That preacher has fallen with a serious sin.
而且不是报告，不是报告的时候才犯罪。
And this,
是一年多前，两三年前就已经犯罪。
And the sin was not committed only on the, not long after the sin, but this sin was committed a few years ago.
是把它盖起
来。He has been covered up.
里面的人上这边也知道 不讲保护他。
Those in charge also cover this up and protect
him. 应该污秽的事、罪恶的事情应该盖起来。
Cover this thing that's defiled and holy.
这就是我们的堕落的地方、腐败的地方。
This is where we have corrupted and fallen.
主耶稣都事先告诉我们，这个传道呢，这个工人呢，已经不属于他了。撒旦说他是属。他这是属我们的，撒旦都讲得明明白白，他是我们的人，听好，我们的人。
So Jesus has revealed previously to him, that Satan said this picture belongs to him.
这些都是工人问题。
These are problems with our workers.
那我所讲的都是发生过的事，已经发生的事。
So what I shared is things that have happened.
但是还没发生的呢？
But how about things that yet
还没被爆出来的呢？
Things that have not been revealed.
又说传道讲道没有造就是吗？我知道你一定这样讲。
Again, you say
你这样讲了不可以的。
This sermon is not edifying. You should not say this.
你要叫禁止我讲的，你先禁止主耶稣吧。主耶稣给我们看的异象呀，你以为我们要看就有的看的咩？
If you want to stop me, are you going to stop with the vision of Jesus? Do you think you want to see vision? We can see.
如果我要看，就有的看那个有问题，那个梦真的是有问题的。
If you want to see a vision and you indeed see a vision, then there's something wrong.
去面对它吧，面对我们真教会的这种功能问题吧，去面对它，去接受它吧。
So let's face head on these issues of the work.
然后好好的悔改，好好的认罪吧。
And confess our sins and repent properly.
不能的咩？认罪不能的咩？悔改不能的咩
？Can't we repent? Can't we confess our sins?
一讲出来就是不好，一讲出来就是。就是不对。
As if when we say this, it's not good, it's not right.
你为什么要这样想呢
？Why do you think this way?
你为什么不想讲出来是好
？Why do not think that if you review this, this is good?
连圣经神都借助先知说，那个恶仆神众徒，他五个众徒都公布出来，都讲得明明白白。
So even the Bible,
要众所默也明明白白。
Even the Bible against the so-called the servant of God, this curses is listed up very clearly.
再来
，next，
在一次聚会当中
，during one's worship service，
聚会当中就做个最后的第二次祷告
，in the second prayer，
有个信徒就看到在第二次祷告中，天使出现在教会
，a believer saw in this prayer angels appearing，
这个天使呢？手上拿着一个名单，一张名单，里面都是名字，一二三四五六七八九十，都是名字来的。
And the angel was holding a list filled with names.
那名字写的很大的，所以看得很清楚。
And the names were written in very big font, is very clear.
谁排第二、第三，就都看得清楚。
Who is first on the list, second on the list?
那说明这张纸呢是一张名单。
So this is a name list.
那里面写的名字是谁
？Who are the names on the name?
他看得很清楚，就是他们教会的教务，
saw,
就是教务就是 chairman。
He saw it was the chairman of the church.
放第一位。
On the first, on the list.
第二位是谁？第三位是谁？第四，这样一直排下去。
And the second name, third name, fourth name. Listen down.
那天使拿着那张纸，一直看，一直看。
And the angel looked at the name list, keep looking at it.
举起手来
，lift out his hand.
停了很久
，stop for a long time.
然后天使的手一抹。
Then he wiped.
那个第一个名字，教务的名字，一下子就消失掉。
And the name of the chairman, the first name, disappeared.
天使除名，被天使除名。
He had been excommunicated by the angel.
那第一个名字没有了，那第二位就上到第一位，第三位就上到，这样一直这样排上去。
When the first name was removed, the second name went up to first.
他吓到了。
Accordingly,
那是我们的教务来的呀。
And he was shocked, for this was the chairman of the church.
他还在教会的呀。
He is still in the church.
你敢讲这样的见证吗
？We were there to share such testimony.
周末传道巡牧来了，就跟他讲这件事。
So when the preacher came to visit, the member shared with the preacher.
传道也不相信。
And the preacher also did not believe in it.
因为刚刚哈，传道到的时候。这个被除名的妇人还接待他到他家里去啊，
Because,
还很好，很爱心，很热心呢、啊。
And the preacher just came. It was this person that took him to his house, show hospitality.
但事实上已经被神除名。
But the fact is, he has been excommunicated by God.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
后来去调查。
Later when we searching this，
他进回教了。进伊斯兰教。
Oh, he has actually entered into Islam。
但是还是真耶稣教会的负责人。
But yet he was still a chairperson of the True Jesus Church。
还接待传道人。
He still show hospitality to the preacher。
但那边已经进了回教。
But yet he already entered into Islam。
主耶稣不显出来，谁知道
？If Jesus did not reveal this, you know。
他的家人保他，他的妻子保他，都不讲。
The wife defended him, did not say this。
很多我们都不知道。
So many things we do not know。
很多事我们觉得他好啊，他很谦卑，他很有爱心啊，每一次都是这样讲。
Many times we say he's so good, he's so humble, he's so much
love。但为什么不讲我很谦卑，很有爱心的，可以吗
？But why don't you say I'm the one that is of love, that is humble？
我听了都生气。
When I heard this, when I get so angry,
他很爱主的，爱主会跑去会背叛主吗
？He truly love, he love God. If he love God, will he go leave God? Will he left God?
这是恶的工人。
This is the evil servant.
主耶稣亲自来处理，亲自除灭。
So our Lord Jesus Christ deal with this. Ask him to take him himself.
我到几点了？三点十五啊，那不是倒流咯。来，看一节圣经来结束吧。
So let's look at a verse to conclude.
彼得后书三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
我们读十七节
，verse seventeen。
读的时候，请你注意啊，小心读哈。
When read this, says read carefully。
为什么要小心读呢
？Why do we need to read carefully？
因为有一句话我们忽略掉。
Because there's a phrase we often neglect。
来，十七节
，verse seventeen。
第三，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备。恐怕被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。既然已经知道这事
，Since you have known this beforehand，
主耶稣也一连一次、三次、两次、三次的异梦异象告诉我们出问题、出问题、出问题。
And Jesus has revealed to us time after time in visions and dreams that problem is here。
而且那些出问题的工人都是很优秀的，我们不相信他会跌倒的，跌倒了也不能接受的，他不会的啦，他不可能的啦，哎，他一时软弱了，都是一直替他讲话。
And these are workers that fallen, they are very remarkable, and so you don't think it's happening, you are defending them.
我们既然已经预先知道这事
，Since we have known this beforehand，
那怎么办
？What must we do？
就当防备喽。
Then you must guard yourself.
做好自己警醒预备的工作，防备的工作咯。
Do this work of preparing and to be on guard.
恐怕被恶人诱惑，谁是我们的恶人啊
？So that you're not carried away by these
unprincipled evil men. 恶人都是撒旦的人，魔鬼的工人来的。
So these are the workers of Satan.
来诱惑我们，来迷惑我们。
So you're not carried away by them.
好，那么我们呢，就从自己软弱的地步上坠落了。
And so that we will not fall from your own steadfastness.
因为我们软弱嘛。
Because we are weak.
我读圣经有读对还是错啊？
Have I read this wrongly?
就从自己软弱的地步上跌下来。
To fall from our own weaknesses.
看清楚。
Please read carefully.
我有读错还是读对啊？
Have I read this correctly?
传到读的地步，坚固的地步是吗？是啊，你没有被我骗到啊，你警醒了。
So you have not been deceived by me. You are very.
我们常常说，因为他软弱啊，所以从软弱的地步上倒下来啊。圣经说，不是他软弱呀，是他在坚固的地步上跌下来的呀。坚固的地步，听好来。
We often say because he's weak, that's why he has fallen. But here the Bible says he's fallen from a state of.
如果在软弱的地步上跌倒，我们都可以理解他软弱嘛，他失去信心嘛，他灰心嘛。
If he has fallen because he's weak, we can understand because he has lost faith.
可是圣经不是这样讲。
But this is not what the Bible says.
都是从自己坚固的地方没有问题的恩典、恩赐、圣灵、真理，全部都清清楚楚、稳稳固固的，都没问题的。结果是这样跌下来的，在坚固的 地步上这样跌下来的。
Falling from the state of steadfastness when they are so sure of their own belief and their faith, their Holy Spirit, their work.
他的地方，他吊诡的地方就在这里。
And this is where the irony is. Where
我听说了，如果是一个传道软弱，一个信徒他要软弱跌倒，我们可以理解他软弱嘛。
If a preacher or believer fall because they are in the state of weakness, then we can understand.
甚至是在坚固地步上。
But the Bible says it's from the own.
他们都有神迹奇事，神同工的见证，得圣灵的见证，各种见证都有的呀，不是坚固吗？难道是软弱吗？
They are still performing signs and miracles. They are so powerful. Isn't this a
这个就是我们想不到的地方。
And this is something we can understand.
我们自己也认为没有问题，坚固，因为我很坚固。
We feel that we are so strong.
圣灵还在，恩赐还在。
The Holy Spirit is still with us.
什么工作，什么教会看重，连总看重，什么总看重。没问题。
I'm so still able. I've been used by the church. Are utilized by the church?
这个还叫做软弱吗
？Is this being weak?
软弱还会差派你吗
？If you are weak, will you be sent?
软弱早都不差派你了，都把你放在一边了。
If you are weak, you will not be sent to be put aside.
是在坚固的地步坠落的呀。
And they fall from their own steadfastness.
当初的撒旦那个天使，美丽的天使跌倒，也是在坚固的地步上，在神的荣耀中跌倒的呀。
Satan, who
因为他软弱，他发生问题啊，没有发生问题。
Satan, who was an angel, also fell from such a state. Do you think he was had any issue? He had no issue before that.
这作为我们的最后的结论吧。
So this as is our final conclusion.
所以我一开始就说，昨天我是忠心良善。
So from beginning, I said yesterday I'm a faithful and good servant.
今天我们仍然是忠心良善的，大家都看得到的。
Today we are still the good and faithful servant.
但明天呢
？But how about tomorrow?
明天还是忠心良善。
Are we still good and faithful tomorrow?
莫道。